Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 146 for Tuesday, November 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Tuesday as speculative selling and ideas that canola is looking overpriced compared to other oilseeds weighed on prices. Canola up $1 to down $2.50, most months down, the January contract down $2.10 at $470 per ton. The losses in canola came despite a firmer tone in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, with some of the relative weakness in the Canadian oilseed likely tied to adjustments of the spreads between the two markets. Bearish chart signals were also behind some of today's weakness, as canola trades just above major nearby support. Solid end-user demand on the other side was one factor helping limit the losses, although buyers are also not very aggressive amid ideas that Canada's crop was likely larger than the current official estimates. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were steady to higher while wheat was down. Soybeans up 2 to 4 cents, the January contract up 4 at $8.64 per bushel. Solid export demand and a good domestic crush pace contributed to the firm tone, while the monthly crush data released this morning, showing 159 million bushels crushed over the past month, was slightly behind trade guesses. It was still a record for the month of October. Improving chart signals contributed to the gains in beans, but relatively favorable crop conditions for the recently planted soybean crops in Brazil, according to the latest reports out of the country, did limit the gains. Corn was steady to up 2 cents at the close, the December contract up 2 at $3.62 per bushel. Corn does remain stuck in a rather narrow range, holding right above major chart support. But speculators are already holding a large net short position in corn and may be showing some reluctance to add to those positions. Wheat was down 6 to 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.87 per bushel. Recent strength in the U.S. dollar was behind some of the weakness in wheat as the rising currency makes U.S. wheat more expensive for international customers. Reports of better weather in some key wheat-growing regions of the world, including Australia, the Black Sea region, and the southern U.S. plains, added to the softer tone. The U.S. winter wheat crop is now 94% seeded, according to the USDA, with the condition ratings improving slightly over the past week to sit at 52%, good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.